Hey guys, you're about to listen to episode 7 of On the Rocks with Ash and Kiki. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Hello. Are you there? It's me, Margaret.
Hello.
Hi. I feel like I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know, I haven't seen you in what feels like a month of Sundays.
Oh my god. We just bullshitting, y'all. Me and Kiki got lunch today. What would we call that?
We were unceremoniously ditched by both of our mothers on Mother's Day.
Our mothers was like, oh, thank you for the gifts. Now get out of our house. Goodbye.
Yes, they collected their cards and their gifts and they were out.
Yes, they were very, oh, I have things to do and people to see. I gotta take a nap.
So Ash and I met for lunch and we had some libations.
Yes. The champagne lemonade was quite delicious. I'm still a little offended that they didn't know how to make a French 75.
You're just throwing people off. I mean, I don't know what to say.
When I was bartending and someone came up to me with some wackadoodle name, you know what I did? Google. Pinterest.
The world is your oyster. You can find this information out.
Literally, I think they were just lazy, but you didn't hear that from me. Hair flip.
Probably the truth.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of On the Rocks with Ash and Kiki.
Yay!
Whoop, whoop. We're going to do things a little differently. We're going to do our shout-outs at the beginning.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't ready.
I know. I'm sorry.
How dare you? Well, of course, it's Mother's Day, so shout out to all the mothers out there.
Yes.
Shout out to those who can't really celebrate Mother's Day for various reasons. I still keep you guys in my thoughts and my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Chanel Iman. She's pregnant.
Oh, she's so gorgeous.
I'm so glad she had love after A$AP Rocky just.
Butcha.
Disrespected her, but shout out to her. I love her. She's so unproblematic.
I think he's actually like openly said that was like the one relationship that he regrets not putting the work into.
Good.
And I'm like, well, learn next time, buddy.
That's right. Who are you shouting out today?
Of course, I'm shouting out my mom, Daddy May. She's never gonna listen to this podcast, so and y'all better not tell her about it. My best friend Mika is celebrating her first Mother's Day. She's the mother of my goddaughter Emery, aka the cutest chubby cheek baby I have ever seen in my life, besides myself. And also my other goddaughter's mother, Marquita. I love y'all both so much. Thank you for letting me steal y'all kids whenever I feel like it, and then giving them back because I remember I'm not anywhere near prepared to be a mother.
No, ma'am.
I don't have a maternal gene yet. I was telling Kiki today, I feel like my uterus is starting to ache, where like I really want to be a mom, but then I also realized that I don't think I'm prepared mentally. You know, I don't think I got all the stair steps on the mother staircase.
I still like buying handbags, so I think that's out of the question for me.
I still like drinking. Like, I'm gonna keep it 98 plus 2 with y'all. 9 months, well, I guess like whenever you find out to the deadline of no drinking, and then if you breastfeed, you gotta pump and dump and waste the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep it honest with y'all. I love wine and bourbon far more than the idea of having the alien experience of being pregnant. So, you know, maybe we'll revisit this conversation in like a year and I'll be like, yeah, lactate it up. But as for me and my uterus and ovaries right now, we're going to stay empty.
Speaking of not having babies, what are you sipping on right now?
You really want me to tell the truth?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
We had a crawfish bowl last week, so I'm sipping on some leftover pineapple mango lime-ritas.
Oh.
It's quite delicious, actually.
See, I actually went to Publix after I got off the phone with you the last time. Mm-hmm. And I actually went and got some wine. I got some Barefoot Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
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 Okay. So that's what I'm sipping on right now. It's a wind down Sunday.
Yeah, it is a wind down Sunday, especially since we drank. We had a pretty good tab.
We did.
I regret nothing. I regret nothing. So, also, shout out our friends who have lost their parents or their mothers. But also want to shout out the mothers who have lost their children. Mm-hmm. That is, I cannot imagine that. Because you always hear the old adage of your children are supposed to bury you, you're not supposed to bury your children. Right. So I think, and just like grief in general, like maybe one episode we'll get into like grief and unpacking it and how like, you know, there's no easy way to grieve. But mm-hmm. I think of all of y'all and also the this a shout out to the aunties, the godmothers. I fill those roles. I'm mommy number two to a lot of babies. And, you know, I appreciate y'all. Like I said, I appreciate y'all for letting me spoil y'all kids and spoil them rotten and then give them back hyped up on sugar and all energetic. And, you know, God bless you.
God bless all of you.
God bless everyone, like Tiny Tim.
Yes, all happy right, Christmas.
Let's get into, well, I'm not really, I don't want to say I'm not feeling pop culture this week, but it's just like the last time we recorded, between now and then, I've just been kind of like not impressed.
Oh,
the word is.
I don't impress you much.
Oh, it's too soon, Kiki. It's too soon. That don't impress me much. I couldn't cancel, shouldn't I? I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I know I should have, Shania Twain is a part of my childhood. Like, for those who don't know, I spent my formative years at a private school where I was literally a fly in the milk. Out of the 70 students in the school, I was one of three Black students. So, before I, you know, came back to the country, Dorchester, and you know, went to public schools and private school for a while, and I spent my mornings where most kids are like listening to Z93 Jams and Tessa and Baby J. I was listening to Cat Country 107 and watching CMT.
Oh my god, the cat with the sunglasses.
Yes, so like Shania Twain is a big part of my childhood. Her, George Strait. Reba McEntire is my
Faith Hill
and Tim McGraw. I've always,
yes ma'am,
people talk about relationship goals. Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are like my,
and they're still together.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little worried about that, but you know, that's not here or there. I can't cancel Shania, but what has happened in pop culture and like
Well, the Met Gala was this past Monday.
Oh, the Met Gala. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The Heavenly Bodies in Catholicism exhibition.
Yes.
Who did you think really slayed?
Well, first, Kiki is our resident fashionista.
I am.
I'm a tomboy. Everyone who's listening who knows me knows you will catch me in a t-shirt and jeans and flip-flops. So, Kiki, can you explain to us what exactly the Met Gala is?
The Met Gala is actually an art exhibition that takes place at the Met in New York City. And each theme is based on an exhibit that they decide to showcase each year. And the theme this year was Heavenly Bodies in Catholicism. Now, each seat is $30,000.
Yeah.
And you have to be invited. Yeah. So I got into a very spirited debate with my cousins on if the Migos had to split that or pay that each. We came to the conclusion that they probably split it. But the idea is, you know, once you get that high class invite, a designer will pick or choose you, or, you know, you commission someone to create a costume. And you show up with them and you slay on the red carpet, and then you take pictures with other celebrities, and then you go home.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So pretty much. Now that we have like Met Gala for Dummies out the way, like, well, that's mean. Met Gala for rookies, because I don't think I'm talking y'all crazy. My top five. First of all, this is going to be very problematic. I do not care. Blake Lively.
Serena Vanderwoods and that bitch.
Everyone, now Kiki's a diehard Blair Waldorf.
I
love Blair, but I also love Serena. I know it's terrible, but Blake Lively looks amazing.
That's why you have to hate her, because she is consistently slaying.
She ate.
He fucking ate.
Here, I liked Rihanna because Rihanna was on theme.
Very on theme. Very on theme. Yeah, but I didn't theme. Care for it.
That's the thing. Like, I'm just talking about like theme wise now.
Yeah.
Once again, I am not a fashion woman, so I don't really know.
She gets brownie points for the theme because that outfit looked heavy as fuck.
Okay, E for effort. And then she had the Pope Mobile, which I was just like, okay.
Play Rihanna.
Who? God. And it's a shame that shit was just Monday, and I'm already like, who is that?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Cardi B was there. Nicki Minaj was there.
I liked Cardi's outfit. And this is, I'm going to lose my Southern woman card. I hate pearls. So, like. Yeah, once again, tomboy. So, like, her outfit was a little, like, it, like, was inducing a little bit of nausea. But I thought, once again, theme, you committed.
She looked beautiful.
She looked gorgeous. Who else was there? Cara Delevingne or Cara?
They pronounce it Cara.
Cara Delevingne in her confessional outfit ate it. And my last problematic person, Kim Kardashian. I loved, once again, I know y'all hate Kim Kardashian and y'all hate everything Kardashian. That's wonderful. Let's be very clear. In the world of fashion, it's very important to know your strengths. Kim knows how to give you bodycon, and she knows how to give you dramatic eye and dramatic makeup. Sis gave you bodycon with nice cleavage. She had whoever designed it throw some crosses on that. Her makeup was amazing.
That was the best she's ever looked with her new face.
Ooh, ooh. I really wanted Kim to stop at her 2014 face.
Like, this should be the last face. I don't want to see any more faces or noses from her.
This is the final frontier.
Like, yes, ma'am.
I want to say Kim looked her best when she was about to marry Frankenstein.
Oh God.
Because Humphreys, that was her best face.
TBD.
All right, who you got, girl?
I don't have a full top five, but Priyanka Chopra.
Yes.
That's bae. She's bae. She's just beautiful. Her little show just got canceled, but she's so goddamn beautiful. It really doesn't matter.
She's Jamar's hall pass.
Oh gosh, I need a pass for her. Just around 24/7. Fucking gorgeous. I loved Cardi B. Who else did I love? I liked 2 Chainz's wife. I don't remember her name, but
is her name Mama Keisha?
Yes, her name is Keisha. Her
gown was beautiful. I'm not trying to be rude. I genuinely don't.
Her gown was beautiful. I did like T'Challa's robe with the crosses. Giving you all godly and the all white, you know.
I said all white, but not feeling godly.
I mean, Solange came through with the fucking do-rag. Like, I can't. Solange is so iconic. I love her.
My name is in the whole wide world.
I did like Alex Rodriguez. He looked really good. He had a black-on-black satin chucks on. Yes, ma'am. That pill doper.
A-Rod was actually there. I'm surprised J-Lo didn't leave him home.
No, girl, she brought him. She brought him out in the public, and he looked amazing.
I never saw the picture. Damn, I feel bad. Sorry,
well, you know, he likes to stay in the background, because she usually just gives him that nudge, like, get the fuck out the way. This is about
me. In the background.
Hanging in the background, and I think there weren't a ton of, I actually like Travis Scott's. I liked his tux. He looked very, like, Star Wars. Kylie, I don't know what the hell she had on.
Kylie and Kendall were both like, oh, girl. I'm here. It was very, oh, I'm here. And that was the end of it.
Kendall, but Kendall thought she actually looked really good. Of course, Beyonce wasn't there, so I mean, there's not much I can say.
I can't blame her because, once again, y'all in this fake vendetta against Jay-Z, y'all mad because Jay-Z wanted to take her on vacation. Sis is literally about to, she already snatched the follicles right out of our edges with Beachella for 2 weekends in a row.
She could have showed up in her the hoodie shorts.
No, I'm just telling y'all, like, for real, if she's been preparing for the Europe leg of On the Run 2. And Jay-Z was like, you know what? Europe starts in June?
I have no idea.
I want to say the first leg of the Europe tour starts in 2 weeks. And we all know Beyonce does not play about her rehearsal. She is an artiste.
No excuses. And she
is sensitive about her shit.
That's right. So,
if Jay-Z was like, yo, you've been doing a lot, let's take like a quick little break before you go, I can't be mad at that. And like, no offense, Beyonce has been storming the Met Gala for years on end, and we done got some good material. So, I was okay. Mm. Tracee Ellis Ross made me sad.
I don't know. I don't want to sound racist. What is it about Black people and not following, like, dress code? We just are like, fuck that. We gonna show up in whatever the fuck we want to.
She said, well, did you see her explanation?
No, I did not.
Okay, so apparently there is the patron, it's some saint, but the saint always was known for wearing, like, a rose pinkish color. So that was her and the designer's interpretation of that particular saint. Was I a fan of it? No, especially since Tracee Ellis Ross is notorious for eating at the Met Gala. So I was disappointed, but I also know everyone's allowed to have an off year. So Beyonce and Tracee get their off year credit. This is their pass. Next year, I expect them.
Extravaganzas.
Extravaganza. I don't want to watch Paris is Burning. Damn it, Kiki.
But yeah, that's all I had to say about the Met Gala. It was lovely to watch all these rich people pose on the red carpet.
And it was even more lovelier to judge them from the comfort of my own home.
Of course.
Wonderful.
Of course.
Okay, what else has been happening?
Rihanna epically curved Drake a couple years ago, and she's just speaking out as to say, you know what, we're not friends.
Which, like, okay, what the whole thing that, like, really irritated me about it is number one, clickbait. So these Shade Room, Baller Alert, all these new people.com, all these new, I guess, what would you call it, news feeds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all of these news
media outlets.
Yes, media outlets. It was all Rihanna was uncomfortable, and it made it seem like, oh, she hated him so much and he embarrassed her in public. She was like, no, I don't do well with people complimenting me in public, which I felt that on a very personal level. I don't do well with a lot of, like, attention. And, like, people gushing over you, it's quite creepy. It's one of the reasons why I'm a little nervous about getting married. Because I have to keep a straight face while people gush about me. And it's kind of creepy.
And then the words of affection were coming from a well-known hoe who went on to, like, fuck J-Lo, like, 2 seconds after that happened.
So it was just kind of like,
it's like, okay. Drake, please stop. And he was making it all about him.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, Drake. Please have several seats.
What else happened?
Do you want to discuss Mr. Khaled?
I'll sum that up for you real quick. DJ Khaled does what a lot of y'all niggas think y'all can get away with. And I want you to know you don't have the bank account for it. Next case.
All I have to say is quid pro quo.
I now see why Nicole is so mad, though. That's all I'm saying. Like, I've always liked DJ Khaled's fiance because she's funny to me. She's a funny, I think she's a stereotypical Jewish woman from New York. She's like, get out of my face for a snack to upside your head. I like that. I'm an aggressive person. I like that energy. So yeah, other than that, I'm pretty sure, and I'm also pretty sure that someone else is taking teaspoons out of her honey pot.
And that's all. You know, she has a side piece.
Mm-hmm. And I don't blame her at all.
It's not probably like, if they're not married, correct?
No.
Okay, well, if there was a prenup to be drawn up at any time, that needs to be like ironclad.
She comes from money though, so.
Well, he said the reason he doesn't do that is because he supports her and her family, so.
That's weird.
Why spend mine when I can spend yours?
Hey, Turner. What else has been going on?
Speaking of people with side hoes, so Kevin Hart. Remember when that video came out a couple months ago of Kevin really trying really, really hard to blow someone's back out?
Oh, God.
He climbed up on his big wheel.
Bruh, then... no. No.
No. Well, apparently it be your own niggas. His best friend is the one to put the video out and try to extort him. It wasn't the girl.
It be your own niggas.
It be your own niggas. Niggas, what's going on? What's going on? Really? It be on niggas, man.
In the words of Erica Dixon, I'm disgusted. And you know, you better talk to her before I get a Kevin, sir, you better. Like, you got extorted by your Z-list celebrity friend.
Like, never heard of, never seen a picture.
Never heard of. I've seen him on a McDonald's commercial, and that's about it. Next case.
But the joke's on him, because Aniko's still there with that baby that doesn't look like Kevin, and she's all smiles, so she won.
You don't think the baby looks like a light-skinned Kevin?
Listen, we can delve into whose babies do not look like them at a later time, but I don't see Kevin in that baby. I don't.
Whose billy goat is this? Ooh,
who's the baby?
Oh, Lord, I'll be that boy, Pappy.
Yeah, I don't see Kevin in that baby, but that's just me. Just had to take a little sip, I mean.
Sip.
I don't see Travis in that baby. I don't see Tristan in that baby.
You don't see Tristan in True?
Here's the thing. True looks like Saint. All of these babies look interchangeable.
True look just like Tristan. Like I've always said, and it's an old Southern wives' tale. Whoever agitates you or stresses you out the most during
your pregnancy, your baby's gonna end up looking like.
She looks smack like her daddy. Which once again leads me to believe Chloe knew that Tristan wasn't shit, but she was so desperate for that baby, she was willing to put up with it because anything's better than a crackhead. Next case.
Ooh, oh my God, that was so harsh. That was so harsh. Put some respect on the Bunny Ranch's name.
Did I lie?
I mean, if that's the case, why was Kylie's security guard just really agitating her? Because, I mean, that baby.
But Stormy's so cute. I love her.
Stormy is she looks like, that little puffer fish from Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
She is so adorable. I just think they may need to put a helmet on the baby. Okay, next case.
Ooh, okay, sorry. Go ahead. Next
case. Tierra Marie. I don't know who leaked her. There's so many rumors going on. How do you feel about Tierra Marie in this?
I feel very bad for her. But
sex tape.
I want to say this, and I want people to take it with a grain of salt. A lime wedge and a shot of tequila. Love and flip flop. LA is filming. That's mm-hmm. all I'm gonna say.
What do you think about her friend riding out for her?
This episode is gonna have a lot of musical interludes. maybe the thought juice. A video on Twitter once said, stay in your lane. Stop swerving. Sir, that was not your battle to fight. You need to worry about these verse tops you can't get to come out the closet all the way. Worry about that and let your friend handle her own business. Oh yeah, y'all, Kiki got this troll together.
Oh, you saw those tweets, girl.
I got her account suspended.
Me too.
I quietly did it. So like I logged in after I got off work and I couldn't figure out, I was like, why does this trick Abby look like Kiki's Abby?
Girl, I had a catfish situation.
Yeah, so I go look. Nicki Minaj, girl, for as much as y'all complained about Beyonce and her stance, I don't understand how y'all don't complain the same way about the bars, because them bitches is crazy.
But those bitches have no life.
But just like what she was saying, it was so wildly inappropriate.
And that's why I respond. So basically, me and a troll got into it on Twitter the day Tierra Marie's videos and nude pictures leaked. And she replied to Tierra Marie, like, stop crying. You are not owed privacy.
All right, girl, what?
So I said, ma'am, you don't even have a real picture up of your avatar and you're talking about privacy. Sis, please stop. And from then on, you know, we went back and forth because I had time that day to be petty. And, yeah, she stole my picture.
So I was like, is my phone broken? But, yeah, she was talking out the side of her neck. So I nicely went to the little report tab. And I was like, hey, Twitter, see these 5 tweets. And then about 7 hours later, Twitter was like, this account has been suspended. Thank you so much. And it was a nice hair flip from there. And that was the end of it.
That was the end of it.
But yes, Tierra Marie, sis, I feel very bad for you. Revenge porn is a crime, but also
yes, it is.
That Love and Flip Flop LA, or I'm sorry, Hollywood, Love and Flip Flop Hollywood is going to start filming if they have not already started filming. And they need material since Hazel E won't be on there acting a plum duck fool. Next case.
I mean, I think that those are all the topics I had in mind.
Okay. I have something to say about one of the more recent things that's happened in the past 72 hours of the news cycle, but I think I'm going to save it for my on that note.
Could it be about Black people? Mm-hmm. Oh, because, you know, something always happened in us.
Hoochie.
All righty. Do you want to take a break?
Yes, I'm going to refill my cheese puff bowl and get a refill on my drink.
Everybody's having cheese puffs today except for me, and I'm very hurt about it. All right, guys, hang tight, and we will be right back.
Okay. So, y'all don't mind me. I'm just screwing the top back up.
What are you doing over there? What are you screwing?
Not you know what, anyways, you almost got me telling stuff, but so what are your feelings about Azealia versus Cardi?
I feel like I should have been more prepared for this topic. Here's the thing about Azealia Banks. She's very problematic. She knows exactly what to say to get, like, hot bites and to get headlines. And she's an all-around classic hater. But with all that being said, I think there is something valid about what she said about Cardi B. Cardi B, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say, my timeline within the past 48 hours has been very Team Azealia Banks. And I'm going to stray away from the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read an excerpt from, it was, first I want to say Amanda Seals said it best.
Who?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had a beef with her.
Continue.
God, man. Amanda's problematic. Well,
yes, ma'am. She really, really is.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that passport debate a couple months ago?
I'm
a Sagittarius. I don't forget.
I'm still high-key upset with her because, like, if she is determined that she was not wrong in that argument, but it's not about that. Okay. Amanda said something that I agreed with.
and it was that while Azalea made a good point, she made it at the expense of a person who, and the truth of the matter is, it was not, it's not Cardi's responsibility to change that narrative, or she doesn't have a hand in that, how that narrative is created. And so, like I said, I'm
okay, so if Cardi does not have the responsibility, and I totally agree with the creation of that narrative.
Well, I used the wrong word, not responsibility. I feel like this whole conversation, well, yeah, so, okay, first things first. Azalea said that, I don't understand how, like, no one really, like, it's very frustrating to me that she said what she said and everybody all of a sudden has like part-time amnesia. So she talks about how
not everybody now.
Well, not everyone. I'm sorry. 75% of my Twitter and Facebook and Instagram feed. Sorry, Kiki, I love you. So everyone all of a sudden has this part-time amnesia. So long story short, for those that don't know, Azalea Banks went on The Breakfast Club, and so the whole story is she had an hour and 20 minute interview, and all y'all care about is the 2 minutes she spent bashing Cardi. Here's the problem, sis. That's not good. So basically, she explains that 2 years ago, we were in a space in society where Black women and Black art was really, like, full of substance, and we were telling stories. And she was like, Beyonce had Lemonade, and Solange had a seat at the table, and I think she was saying something about, like, Rihanna, all this stuff. And so it was weird to me when she said that, because I was like, I distinctly remember this bitch saying that Beyonce was championing women staying in abusive relationships. I remember that. Like Kiki said, I'm not a Sagittarius, but I don't forget that. I also remember her saying that Solange was trying to force Black culture down people's throats, but that was also when she was on her whole Trump shenanigans shit. But once again, everybody want to act like they don't remember that shit. I also remember a few months ago, her talking about how Cardi was her authentic self. And Cardi reminds me of the girls in the Bronx and the Heights and blah, blah, blah. I love that she's still her. And now all of a sudden, it's racist, boom, bah, I hate Cardi. So I'm going to read something. This is from Candace Benbow. Her name, yeah, Candace Benbow on Twitter. I only know her because someone, like, reposted it on my IG story, and I was like, this is exactly what I want to say. So please bear with me. And it reads, really upset to see Azalea Banks basically bully Cardi off social media, and I'm not really interested in the but she's right though argument. Azalea Banks is not well and attacks successful women of color when it's convenient. First, she says Beyonce is telling us to stay in abusive relationships through Lemonade. Now she's telling us that Lemonade ushered us into a new conversation on Black womanhood. First, she says that Cardi should be applauded for being authentic and is proud that authenticity opened doors for her. Now she's calling Cardi an illiterate ghetto caricature of a Black woman. She accuses Cardi of colorism and body shaming, but forgets she's quick to pull a Black woman's body apart in an argument. And then you have the folks saying, but she's right, though. This part right here in particular. A broken clock is right twice a day. My granny used to say this all the time. A broken clock is right twice a day. Do you leave it on your wall to help you tell time, or do you fix it? Azalea literally told Sky Jackson to get her butt and boobs done. She told a 14-year-old girl who works on Disney Channel to get her ass and tits done so she can have a career as an Instagram thought after Disney is finished with her. She needs to be checked, and she needs to be told, and she needs help, because she does. And social media as we know it got to die, because it is bringing out the worst in us and making us eat each other alive to prove our allegiance to causes, claims that our behaviors betray. Burn it all down, throw the ashes away. Now that last part, I like social media, I'm sorry, but
And some things wouldn't be mainstream. Some of the issues going on in the Black community wouldn't even be on our television screens if it wasn't for social media.
Yes. And then
continue.
There's one more thing I also want to say. And this isn't to fuss or chastise Cardi, but somebody got to tell Cardi, and this is a lesson for all of us, that we really have to stop giving energy to people we know are talking about us and working overtime to bring us down. We give our haters way too much power. We preach about them, shout about them in church, post about them in social spaces. We act like we aren't bothered when in actuality we really are. We don't realize the insecurity inside of us that's causing us to respond to their venom is the same insecurity inside of them that causes them to attack us. Minding your business and taking care of yourself is a full-time job. At the end of the day, if I'm paying attention to me, then I'm too tired to focus on you. And I need to get my rest because I'm going to have to wake up and do this shit all over again. There's a difference between folks telling their truth, which can include the ways we've harmed them, and folks being mean and despising our growth and progress. Only one actually deserves our response and attention. So, with all that being said, I cannot stand by. Once again, a broken clock is right twice a day. Yes, Azalea is right. A dark-skinned woman would not be able to get away with being her authentic self, which I don't want to say I don't believe it, but at the same, I get what she's saying. I do feel like
she's right in that aspect. I mean, she's just correct.
I feel like she's correct, but I also feel like in the same sense, I'm seeing Black women do that. I see Tank from Tank and the Bangas being who she is. I see Lizzo, a brown and fat Black woman, doing her thing and being who she is. So it's like, it's not as full mainstream yet, but I don't feel like it's not there. Because the way she talks about it, she makes it seem as if there's like no one doing it. I feel like there's space, and I feel like the conversation is happening, but I get what she is saying. It's not easy and it's not accepted. Shout out to Deja from Not Safe for the Workplace. Comma pause, however, sis, I cannot and will not pander to Azalea Banks and these temper tantrums she seems to throw and these fights she picks with people just because she has a point to prove. I'm sorry, y'all can have that shit. It's not cute. It's not funny. It's quite off-putting that her correct interpretation of certain things is big ups because she says something, but we just gonna forget how problematic everything else is. A true belief that we live in, I want to say, XD from Jaden XD said, we live in a culture of we live in a cancel culture. So it's like you say one sideways thing, you're canceled. There's no room for growth. There's no conversation of what if I'm not the person who I was when I said that, is there room for me to grow and is there room for me to be accepted?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is the difference between Azalea Banks and Kanye West?
That's another thing.
Because you just said, well, I'm dispelling what she's saying, and then you listed all the crazy shit that she has said in the past.
That's another
thing. Kanye has done the exact same thing.
Kanye gotta go too, though. Here's the thing. I've never been able to get into Azalea Banks' music, and I feel bad about it, because people tell me all the time, oh, she's hella talented, her music
she is all pop.
I've never been able to get into it. And then, like, once again, her attitude is really off-putting to me.
Correct.
I also, however, I'm completely put off by Kanye's recent antics. And I actually had to have a memorial for Kanye. My cousins and I had college dropout, late registration, and graduation all on, like, CD Do they still make CDs? Do people still buy CDs? Everything is streaming now, right?
Not everything. People still buy physical albums.
Okay. Well, back when I was coming up and Kanye had just come out, I had all those albums. Even though I have to eulogize him, Graduation is still one of my favorite albums of all time. However, Kanye has said some things that, in my opinion, are irreprehensible. So, for me, there's no difference between them. They both can get a swift kick in the pants and get out of my life. Everyone else might not see it that way. But as for me and myself, they both have just, they have both done their actions and their words and their behaviors have not lined up and matched. And it is that type of...
Together, no. Yeah. They're both cohesively, separately, a little off.
Yeah, they're both, they're both like problematic.
Their patterns are very linear.
Yeah, I just feel like, just like Kanye saying he wants to say XYZ for the black community, but then aligning himself with a person who is literally a malignant tumor to society. I won't even dignify him with telling his name. And then her, I just realized they're both dumpy fans.
Mm-hmm. That's why I asked the question.
Pigeons of a feather. I just find it interesting that it's this whole, well, what about black women, what about black people, but in the same breath you can say these problematic and very tumultuous things about the same population. I don't get it.
I'm not really waiting for the day where we strict problematic from the dictionary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, because I'm saying nowadays it seems like when anybody has an opinion about anything, we're like, that's problematic. We don't agree with it. That's problematic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just their opinion. It could be completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, not factual, but it's their opinion. It's only problematic to us because it doesn't align with our thoughts.
Right. And that's another reason why I have legit stayed out of that conversation. Because I'm outnumbered in how I feel. That's number one. And I've learned that in the situations where I genuinely, like, do not agree with the vast majority, I've learned that if I voice my opinion, that it'll become, like my comments and, like, my comment section and my Twitter feed and mentions will become this place where people feel like they gotta prove their point and change my mind. And it's like, here's the thing. I don't need you to change your mind. I don't need to change your mind. However, I need to be very clear that what you're saying is not what I'm saying, and that's the end of that. And I feel like I've seen a lot of women try to, be, like, especially in the Shade Room comments. The Shade Room comments genuinely had my nerves bad in the past 48 hours. Because seeing women I know be like, Cardi's ugly, she's a hood rat, and I'm just like,
well, she is a hood rat. She's a self-proclaimed hood rat.
She's a self-proclaimed hood rat, yeah, but, like, I think it's actually, and once again, Candace saying Cardi should not devote her energy to
like, haters and celebrating her haters. Her biggest hit, Bodak Yellow, is about her haters.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, let's take that, her biggest hit that stayed at the top of the charts for a legit year until her album came out. She's going to push that brand. Why is it a problem when Cardi does it? Every male rapper does that. So I'm a little, when you said that part of the comment, I was like, but her biggest hit is about, you can't fuck with me if you wanted to.
It's been this badass attitude of,
right,
fuck you, I'm gonna do what I want. But we have to be mindful that something has changed. Cardi's pregnant, and Cardi has said, she said she recognizes that her pregnancy has made her sensitive to everything. She was like, before I was pregnant, someone say some shit about me, I'm putting hands on him and that's the end of it. Now I was like, well, why do you feel that way? Why do you hate me? And she was like, I'm kind of like really involved in the fact that people don't like me because they think that I believe something that I don't, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, I want Kari to take care of herself. And I want Kari to take care of that baby because, once again, you already got a baby daddy who can't keep his dick in his pants. Sis, that's enough of a problem. You do not need to be getting in the internet fights in the comment section.
But she does.
She don't need to, and I want her to stop that.
She gets in the fights with people on her sister's page.
That too.
Here's my thing with Cardi B, because this part of what Azealia Banks said, she said, I'm just talking about this caricature of a black woman that black women themselves would never be able to get away with. Like, if my spelling and grammar was that bad, I'd be canceled. She is 1,000% correct on that.
Right.
So I know you earlier said that you did not mean to say that it's Cardi's responsibility, but at a certain point, you at least have to have some self-awareness and acknowledge that, hey, there are people looking up to me and I may be pushing out an image or an attitude. I never liked when celebrities said, I'm not a role model, that's not mine. Well, you kind of become a role model whether you like it or not.
Yeah, whether you want to or not, that's the way it goes.
So this is what I want Cardi to do. I'm not saying she has to pick up a dictionary or a thesaurus and change the way she speaks. I just want her to be self-aware. So to just say, I believe her response to Azealia, which she actually had a very good response, like, bitch, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just me. I'm just genuinely, authentically me. Yeah, Cardi, but that doesn't mean you can't improve yourself as well. I mean, I'm glad you're pregnant and all.
Yeah, there's room for growth. There's always room for growth.
But her deleting her Instagram, I didn't understand that.
I think maybe she figured, well, I feel like when celebrities delete their Instagram, it's a situation of, oh, maybe I could just get away from comments. Here's the problem with that. You got a sister who is a social media personality who is still going to get into the fight. Google is going to be going nonstop. And it's just like, there's no escaping it. And like I said, like the Candace girl said, it sucks that I genuinely feel like that back and forth got to her. The problem with it is I felt like there was an alternative, because I felt, in a way, I felt like that meant that gave Azealia power. She was like,
yes.
I manipulated her to doing what I wanted.
Because silence speaks volumes. You deleted your Instagram and that leaves the book open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
When Remy ethered Nicki Minaj and she didn't say anything for 2 months, that opened the book for interpretation to how we, I mean, she took an L. She took a colossal L instead of holding on to some good shit that she could have put out. So I'm just saying, Cardi, maybe you shouldn't have taken down your Instagram. But then again, I'm like, maybe you should, because you need to get rid of this negative energy. And she's been going back and forth before she even got famous.
Right.
So... Azealia, I get what you're saying. I just wish you didn't have a track record of going off on people and having a hot and cold water.
I just don't like that Azealia's have to be made at the expense of other people. I don't like that. I don't like that with anyone. I genuinely find that very creepy. And I posted about this the other day. I said, I find it really weird that people, like, have to shade or downplay what another person is doing.
And that's really what it is. She could have said that in an effective way.
Yeah. Hey, like I said, she wasn't wrong in what she said.
It's the way you delivered the message.
You delivered it, and you basically, it was a casualty of a person who, up until a certain point, you was the biggest cheerleader for this person. And then it also plays into this narrative of when you don't get what you want out of people, whether it be a feature or, like, I guess, like, sisterhood or, like, friendship, whatever, all of a sudden it's fuck them. Because didn't she just finish beefing like with Rihanna or something a few months ago?
I don't recall because Rihanna pays nobody any mind.
It's someone that she was beefing with. I don't think it was Tiana Taylor. Was it Tiana Taylor?
I mean, you're asking me to keep track of everybody Azealia Banks beefs with.
Girl, that's the problem.
It's not enough time in any given day.
That's another problem. No one can keep track of the beef.
We can't keep track.
Either way, 75 to 80% of the people I know feel like XYZ. Azealia did right by Cardi, or Cardi deserved it, whatever. I don't believe that. I feel like it's very, like I said, it creeps me out that people think that in order to make their point, they have to do it at the expense of other people and drag them into shit. I just feel like that's really, I don't think that's right. I've been guilty of that in the past, and I think like once I got to a point where I realized that, oh, I'm doing something really shitty, that's not right.
Well, who else is Azealia Banks going to go after right now?
That's another thing.
She was at the top.
Coming after people. And that was, I want to say my fiance actually mentioned that. I think Jamar was like, you know, I honestly feel like Cardi has been trying to hold on to this regular, degular, schmegular girl type vibe and narrative for the longest time. He was like, the sooner Cardi realizes she has actually become the successful person she hoped to become, she's never going to be able to please everyone. She's never going to be able to be socially responsible for every cause that every person wants her to. People are still hitting on Beyonce. So it's like, if Beyonce can't even get people to stop talking about her, you ain't got no chance in hell. You ain't got a snowball chance in hell of keeping people off your back. So it's just like, why not just have fun and do what you want to do and tell everybody to kiss your ass? Like, it's just, but that, in my opinion, Azealia Banks, I don't care how right she is. It's still no for me from her. Everybody's all of a sudden like, oh, I love Azealia Banks now. And I'm just like, until she come after your fave, and then it's going to be, I can't stand her. And oh my gosh, she be sacrificing chickens in the closet and shit.
So what if it was Cardi B sitting in Azealia Banks' seat and she was saying the same thing?
If she was
saying that black women have become a caricature and that black women need to learn how to speak proper English, what if she had flipped the narrative?
Does she have the problematic history that Azealia Banks has?
It should not matter.
It kind of does for me, but at the same time, it's kind of like,
Putting it out there objectively, well, let's just say no, she does not. What if she just out of the blue one day sat down with the Breakfast Club and she was like, you know, these black rappers like Azealia Banks, they need to not promote this brand or this culture of bad grammar and bad spelling.
She's pulling a Bill Cosby. She's basically shitting on her target audience.
Okay.
So like, how you shit on the people who your bread and butter is provided by these same people you shitting on. Like, what is the deal?
Now, hold on to what you just said.
Okay.
Didn't Cardi, since we want to reference history, didn't Cardi have some tweets about dark-skinned women a couple years back?
Was it the
burnt roaches?
Oh, yeah.
I say all this to make a point of there are so many different factors, but the way my mind works, I'm always going to see both sides. It's so easy to say Azealia Banks is batshit crazy because she kind of
that's not it's kind of batshit crazy. It's the same thing. I genuinely feel
it's tit for tat.
I genuinely feel like Cardi said that and was like, okay, and then she came back to it. She was like, yo, that was fucked up of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to actively pursue not saying rude color or shit like that.
Core fan base.
I don't feel like Azealia said, I did something fucked up, let me me not do that again. I feel like Azalea.
Oh no, she never does that. She's never gonna apologize for who she is.
Oh, you thought that was the trashiest I could get? Hold my beer. And that's where I feel like the difference is. But I also do feel like if the shoe was on the other foot and Cardi was constantly saying sideways shit to people, and like
She'd be canceled. She'd be canceled.
And once again, we're in a canceled
culture. She'd be canceled.
Like, yeah, so it's like, where do we allow for growth? And where do we say, okay, clearly nothing is changing with you here. Let me leave you where you at.
I don't think we will ever have growth because the here's my thing about everything with Black Twitter. Every couple of months we have this conversation. We have the narrative, but nothing ever changes.
Yeah, and I'm tired.
Every 2 months we have the colorism debate. We have the colorism debate about light skin versus dark skin, but nothing, we never move forward. We just sit here and we talk about it on Twitter all day long, or we retweet shady ass tweets and all this other shit. Nothing ever changes. So while I can admire that she did say this, and she, you know, kind of seemed a little sane in what she was saying, nothing is going to change.
And she's going to be right back to saying Sally.
And then in another 3 months, she's going to be sitting there across from DJ Envy and Charlamagne the God, and maybe Angela Yee will clock in. I don't know. She'll attack someone else, and then we'll have the conversation again, and yet again, nothing will change.
Oh my God, I just realized what I missed in talking about something.
Ma'am.
Sorry. I'm done. Like I said, Azalea, girl, no thank you. I get it, but no thank you. Cardi, cierra la boca, shut up. Go have that baby and go rehab your body and get ready to go make that money with cocaine. I mean, Bruno Mars. Yay!
Ma'am, that was not necessary. That was not necessary, okay?
I'm calling on my lovelies. Calling on my lovelies.
Versace on the floor.
Because I can't get
a hold of you. Shout out to the two guys from Starbucks, that incident. They had a private settlement with Starbucks, and then they had a settlement with the city of, what was it, Baltimore?
Philadelphia. I didn't hear what their settlement was with Starbucks. But
it's private. Nobody's going to know what that is. So you know they're getting a pretty coin.
Well, that's good because people have been reading them and dragging them because they're like, it's the whole why do Black people always want to do the right thing argument, which that ain't none of my business what them boys do. If anything, I was about to say something really mean. That was terrible. Sorry. I feel like their initiative was cool because it's like, okay, you recognize you're wrong and now you about to pay for somebody to go. So you about to pay and sow some seeds back into some Black small businesses. Kudos for them, two taps, whatever. As for that private settlement, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that meeting.
I would, off the top of my head, I would just be like, that day you're going to close all the Starbucks across America, can I have the proceeds for what you would have made? Just give me that one day. Do you imagine how much money they're missing out on?
I'm still a little skeptical about that because I want people to understand you got franchises and then you got private owned. The situation happened at what I believe was a private owned Starbucks. So the franchise Starbucks, who already had good policies, there ain't really nothing much for them to do except, like, I guess, go over policies, whereas these ones that are owned by people in the community, them niggas gonna continue to do what they want to do and make their own rules. So in the
But way, do I'm you really think the majority of Starbucks customers are gonna go into those communities, in air quotes, to get their coffee that day?
Hell no.
Okay, there we
they
go.
They go to Dunkin' Donuts or Tim
Hortons. Like, today is the day I go try that Krispy Kreme coffee, or that McDonald's coffee.
Word on the street is that McDonald's coffee is better than Starbucks. I don't drink coffee, so I couldn't
tell.
Word
on the street is that McDonald's coffee is like Krenak, but you heard that from me.
I don't drink coffee, so I couldn't tell you. Kiki's a Cinnabon whore, so.
I am a Cinnabon slut.
Oh, Cinna slut.
I just want to give a shout out to Ashley for throwing an amazing Cinco de Mayo party.
Cinco de Bayou.
I'm sorry. Cinco de Bayou. Ashley was in there stirring and cooking and working her ass off, and I appreciate her.
Thank you. Also, one last thing. Where are we at time? Where are we on time?
36 minutes.
So we about to have an hour episode?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. To the people who keep asking me for those who don't know, my fiance Jamar, he and his friends have a podcast. I noticed that I get a lot of comparisons to their podcast. I want y'all to understand something. Jamar and his homeboys talk about whatever they want to talk about, and me and Kiki talk about whatever the hell we want
to talk about. The two are not married.
I do not care that you like his podcast more than you like mine. If it's not for you, and it's not for you, I want it to be very clear. Me and Kiki could have maybe what your aunt who listens and like your mama as our only two listeners. Me and Kiki still gonna get on here and cut up and say whatever the hell we want to say. That is not controlled by whether or not y'all like it because you want to compare it to what
the topic. Do they want us to be more filthier? What do they want? Do they want us
to let it be clear? Y'all don't want me and Kiki to be more filthy. Oh. That's just first and foremost.
You would be banned from Facebook, from all social media.
Above all else.
Could I ask a question? What is the gender of the people making these comments?
Mostly women.
Oh, I would still give them the same sentiment I'm about to say towards the end.
All I'm saying is, if you ask me about my podcast and then you proceed to lament me with compliments that I should redirect to my fiance and his friends, but when I ask you what you think about mine, it's, oh, well, you know, I like his better. Okay, that's good. But that wasn't for you to compare. Lamp and his friends talk about sports and, you know, other
stuff. Oh, God.
not that they haven't talked about sports in a couple of weeks, but like their format is completely different. Also, it's like seven of them niggas, and they record at 6 a.m. when it's not lawful or it is looked down upon to have alcohol. They are a group of friends from college. Kiki and I are PR-minded Southern women who have an affinity for bourbon and champagne and saying terrible things about people. It's apples and oranges. Go there and get your apples. Come here and get your oranges. But do not expect that you will get the same thing from both of us just because he and I are together. That's not how this is going to work. And if that's what you want, you can kiss my ass.
I was going to say they could suck my dick from the back, but I thought that would be far too rude.
Suck my dick from the back, but no. Seriously, like, that's the most... I didn't think it would get to me, but, like, after you hear it from, like, three people, it's just... Or, I'm sorry. Especially women who say, because, like, I would have been much happier if you would have faked it and been like, girl, I love your podcast! Like, but now you got to tell me that you like my fiance's podcast more and you thought that they would... You wonder why it's not the same. It's not the same because it's not. We launched within a week of each other, and that was not on purpose. It was just a simple fact of the matter was, I've been talking about doing a podcast for years. Kiki and I in particular have been talking about doing one for about 2 years. Jamar and his friends just woke up one day and did it. That's literally... They woke up like it. That literally, they just woke up and decided, hey, let's do it. They always wanted to have a reality show. Apples and oranges.
Thank God that is not happening.
See y'all next week. Thank you so much. God bless you. If you're still listening, please like, rate, subscribe, share, talk about us. If you do talk about us to other people, please do not put us in the same conversation with dumb niggas.
We love them, though. It's all love.
Yeah, I love him. He put a ring on it. I mean, like, I'm marrying the man, but seriously, stop that. It's not cute. That's very rude. Who raised y'all?
See, you're nicer than me. I would have said names.
A Southern woman never tells.
You know who you are.
Bye, y'all.